working brothers and sisters are to be adequately and properly participating in the church life. They need to receive the life supply continuously. What you need is not so much to do something, to learn something, or to bear some burdens. What you need is mainly to receive the life supply. Witness Lee, Messages Given to the Working Saints, page 330, Living Stream Ministry. This week, we continue the series titled The Backbone of the Church Life, with brothers and sisters from different localities testifying of their experiences in the church life. This meeting was held during the 2015 International Memorial Day Conference in St. Louis, Missouri. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
My name is Michael Lee from the church in Wycliffe, Ohio, and I moved to Cleveland about a year and a half ago. Before that, I was always open to the Lord for migration. But through work, I ended up being in Cleveland for work. And I just had a feeling when I moved to be open to the Lord and to the saints. So I sort of availed myself to the saints in terms of service and things like that. That actually helped a lot in the sense that because it's a smaller church, like roughly 40 saints, you know, there was always a need somewhere. And so that allowed me to just kind of jump into the church life, into the middle of it all with a lot of services. And, you know, as our age group, we're kind of we're the backbone of the church life. So for the backbone, really, whenever the church has some move or direction, we're the ones that are firstly stretched, you know what I mean? The saints need us, need our portion, our services. And you know, I definitely feel that stretching now, being in the church life for over a year. But also as backbone, you know, we need to be very well connected for the spine or the muscles. If something is off or something's injured, you know, that definitely affects the church life. So the Lord's been good. I do have a brother, actually he's here today, as a companion. And we practiced this starting last summer to just get together after work once a week to eat and some fellowship, pray. Sometimes we'll read the ministry together. And we kind of stopped towards the winter time, maybe because of the weather and whatnot. And that actually made a big difference. I noticed it, you know, spiritually when we stopped. You know, we were able to resume that again. But, you know, in Wycliffe, it's a GTCA city. So because of so many things going on and the shepherding and needs, definitely being connected with another brother just to pray really, you know, allows us all to go on to be built up in church life.
Amen. Amen. My name is Allison McNichol, and we're from Fairborn, Ohio, in the church there. And I feel like, I think Gretzi said earlier that if I look at myself, I disqualify myself from being in the church life. And this past year has been particularly a struggle for me in that area, I think, because I've been in grad school. I've been a new mom. My son is 16 months now. And I've also been working in grad school to pay my way through. But my husband reminded me that we've been endeavoring to just help each other to have time with the Lord in the morning. And I think that's kind of like the other sister who just shared about having time in the morning. That really helps to start off the day with the Lord, even if it seems like the rest of the day just goes by. And then in the evening time, right when it's like time for me to go to bed, I think about, oh, Lord, what about spending time with you? So I really appreciate just my companion, who's always with me and helping me, my husband, and just being able to support each other in that way.
Amen. Yeah, just to follow where she left off and kind of the details of what that looks like and spending time with the Lord in the morning. By the way, my name's Ryan, also from Fairborn. And, you know, we just try to allot each other a period of time where One of us just kind of goes off by ourselves, and the other one is with our son, Matthew. Just, you know, set a stopwatch, whatever, just to go be with the Lord, knowing about how much time we have and try to divide it into something. Before our day starts, try to divide that time into half, one half for her and half for me before we actually do anything, just to be with the Lord.
Amen.
And that's been very helpful, especially, you know, like what some of the brothers mentioned, that, you know, it's a busy time in our lives. We're not as busy as Billy and Tammy are, but we do are recognizing the value of, you know, getting some time with the Lord. And the little things, the small things, I really appreciate what she said, that don't despise the day of small things. Another little thing we try to practice is every night one of us will read a chapter or two from wherever we're at in the Bible to one another. You know, faith comes through hearing through the word of Christ. You know, we just get a little bit of sprinkling every day, both in the morning and at night. It's really helpful. Amen.
Hi, Saints. My name is Marin. I'm from the church in Richland. I want to testify about migrating. I have fellowship with the Saints. I used to be in Houston, Texas, and I was very open to move as a job-holding Saints, and I have my preference, and one of the things was I don't want to go somewhere it's cold, because I don't like cold, personally. And I have picked some place I went to visit, but I did not have the inner peace. Is it really what I want? Is it really where the Lord want me to go? And I remember being in a home meeting, reading the experience of life. There were four things the brother said you have to consider. One is you have to be in prayer. Another is in the scripture. The other one is the environment. You don't have to force it. The Lord just make it happen. And the fourth one is you have to fellowship with the saints. You have to do, you know, fellowship with the body. You just don't pick a place and just go. And they've been praying, and I've been praying, and the Lord brought a situation for Richland, Washington State. And I had pretty much have a week to accept the position with another part of the same company to move. And I was like, Lord Jesus, how cold is that going to be? And, you know, sinks each snow or something. I wasn't aware. I just showed up. And going from a big church life in Houston, Texas, to a Richland, which is about 40 cents, about four cities combined. More than half of them are kids. I'm like, Lord Jesus, well, if this is your will, amen. And I'll tell you, our home is really where the church life is.
Amen.
Really doesn't matter what city. If it's a farm or a big city, really doesn't matter. And I can testify that I'm more a functioning member now that I'm in a smaller city, because I cannot hide anymore. If you're serving, you better show up, because there's nobody to cover it. And I showed up and say, I can serve with the kids, because that's I have experience in Houston. And they say, well, the need is with the high school girls. And I was like, okay, what do I do with them? Just hang out with them, get to know them. And I was fellowshiping with a sister, and I'm like, I get these high school kids once a week, and I have no idea what to do with them. She's like, it's okay, sister. The Lord will perfect us, but it doesn't mean we stop serving until we get to that point. He will cover it. So I would encourage everybody who's open to migrate, just pray about it and just go. The Lord will take care of everything.
Amen.
Amen.
My name is Stephen Bernier, and this is my wife, Crystal Bernier, and we're from the church in Indianapolis. And I've been a beneficiary of this fellowship time for the last number of years, listening to it online, even though I couldn't be in the meetings present. So I just felt it's maybe my time to share some of my experience, since I've been enjoying the testimonies of the saints. So I have two points. One point is just listening to the ministry. I travel, you know, quite a bit. The first year we were in Indianapolis, I was traveling about 66 miles one way to work, and so I had quite a bit of time, and so I downloaded quite a bit of many of the messages that were coming out from the feasts and from the conferences, and I would just listen to those messages, and I just have to testify that's really a supply and an encouragement. And you know, even though I can't read a lot of the life study messages because of my time, I just felt like listening to those messages and praying them back as I was driving was really an enriching and a strengthening. So I'd encourage you to listen, even if you can't be in the conferences. And then the second point, we moved from Southern California about 6 years ago to Huntsville, Texas, which was a smaller church life. And then we were there for about 3.5 years, and then we moved to Indianapolis about 2.5 years ago. And just being led by the Lord related to jobs, but also to be, you know, to be strengthening the churches in the Midwest area. So I just, for about 2.5 years, my wife and I, we have two small kids, and we've been waiting for others to join us, other couples with kids, and it really hasn't happened. So recently, in the last couple months, I just had a burden. We need to go, you know. We need to go to Blend with some churches. We went to Fairborn a few weeks ago, and we had a conference in Cleveland area. So I just felt like, you know, not waiting for the Lord to do something, but just go. Just go Blend. Just go join yourselves to some other, you know, younger couples or couples with kids, and there's really the blessing and the blessing and the fellowship and the blending there.
Amen. The Lord reminded me recently when I finished the training, Brother Monroe had a time with the fourth term sister specifically and told us all, when you get married and start having children, he kind of commissioned us to keep ourselves in the center of the church life. So now that I'm in that position, I can see how easy it would be to disappear. And I use my children as an excuse a lot in my personal life, you know, to keep me from not coming to the Lord in a consistent way in the mornings. I'm too tired. It's chaotic, distracting. But lately, I've really been endeavoring to come back just to the simple life practices and really make time during the day to call on the Lord, to pray, Amen. Read the Word, to really get into it, chew it a little bit. And the kids have been asking me, you know, what does it mean to call on the Lord? Why are you calling on the Lord? And it subdues the atmosphere a little bit too. And then just to touch a little bit about us going to Fairborn, we've talked about it for months and months. And again, it's easy to use the kids as an excuse, you know, to not go. How are they going to sleep? What are the sleeping arrangements going to be? Anyway, and of course, my daughter got the stomach flu before we went. And for the first time, there was a fight in me. I felt very clearly this is the enemy rising up to keep us from going. We finally were going to go. So we pushed through. We sacrificed. We went. She got sick on the basement steps of where we stayed. It was awful, but they were very accommodating. And then we found out when we were there, they actually had an incident that week, and they almost wished that we wouldn't come. So we felt like the enemy was rising up on both sides. But because we sacrificed a little bit, the blessing was really there. Amen. We had some sweet fellowship, some good prayer, some time in the Word. So anyway, I'm just encouraged. You know, we need to sacrifice a little bit, you know, sacrifice ourselves, sacrifice our kids, and pay the price. The blessing will be there to avail ourselves, to blend, and to be in the up-to-date speaking.
Amen. Hello, Saints. My name is Ross Skinner. I'm from the church in Irvine, California. I think one of the things that's kind of on my hearts is time, as we keep speaking about. Being single, that's kind of my thing out, but I do work about 55 hours average per week. And one of the things that I've really benefited from is I have two companions. One I pray with every morning on the way to work, and one I pray with 2 to 3 times on the way home from work. It's about a half an hour drive each way, but we can pray together for about 10 minutes, and it's really been a blessing. Also, another thing, too, that I've been able to enjoy is I have an older gentleman in our meeting hall that we go through once a week, and we read a book, and on our own we read one chapter, and then we spend about an hour time once a week just discussing it. And although we do talk about, you know, the lack of time, it's really been an enjoyment, and it gives you so much energy because, you know, we say we don't have time, but that's because we don't have time for things that we want to do. But when you're enjoying something with somebody else and it becomes a consistent basis and you're going through the same thing, not just random things like a Bible roulette, you will enjoy it a lot more. And it really will give you energy, just like if you attend the Tuesday night prayer meetings or things like that. So I really want to encourage people that although we say we don't have a lot of time, there is time for us to enjoy the Lord, and it will give you so much more energy, and it increases your overall joy and satisfaction in life, as well as really benefit you in your workplace. So praise God.
My name is John Lin from Normal, Illinois. And just one thing that's been on my heart recently is really this matter of the priesthood and how all of us have to be in this priesthood, actively in this priesthood. And what does that mean? Mainly, it means for us to be saturated and soaked with God, right? It's not a matter of serving and doing things for God, but really spending that time to be filled with the Lord. And one brother shared at a recent meeting that actually there's nothing in our natural man that will allow us to have a personal time in the Lord, especially in the morning. There's nothing in our natural man that will do that. Actually, it's impossible for our natural man to do it. So then my question is, you know, then what do we do, right? If it's impossible, then what do we do? And I can't say that I found the secret or have been very overcoming, but it's two things that I've realized. One is, first, we need to pray, right? We need to pray for ourselves, you know, pray for those around us, pray for, you know, my spouse, for we just pray for one another, that we would fight for this time in the morning, that we'd spend to absorb the Lord, to contact the Lord, to be possessed by the Lord. And the second thing is something simple, is just we need to call on the Lord more. You know, the first thing we do when we wake up in the morning, we can call, Lord Jesus. You know, we're brushing our teeth, we can call, oh, Lord Jesus. And even the small things, the small life practices, we're able to allow the Lord, give the Lord the room to really work himself into us.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.